You can turn.
I had to move the chair.
Yeah, right. In the West, we have these things.
Yes. But which is...
Balasubramanian has been in India for like, since the time of the Raj, actually.
Well, the Raj of Guru Maharaj. The Raj of Guru Maharaj.
The Anglo-Indians and...
The actual Raj, yeah.
When I first went, we used to have to register in Calcutta, and at the registration office would be Anglo-Indians. And they, if you don't know, they are, how to say it? They're Indians who were more British than the British, if that's possible. Or at least they tried to be. And we used to have to go to their office. And the guys who smoke the cigarettes, like they have a cigarette coming out of here. And in khaki pants and, you know, what a group. But they were charmed by us. And this will be by way of... Maharaj just did the Prema Dvani to Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, Giriraj, Govardhan. So... I would say this, that they were charmed to see people from the West taking Indian culture and and they know it was Mahaprabhu. Seriously, no matter how materialistic they might have seen, it melted their hearts to see Shaibs, white people come from England and America and embrace Mahaprabhu's culture. That will go to the heart of every Bengali. There's just, they melt at that point, including Guru Maharaj's family members. We know sometimes Gurudev, many times, Gurudev, he's as charming as he can be, polite, tactful, everything. He can also say something that's just like a thunderbolt to your heart. So, as the Western world was discovering the glories of Srila Guru Maharaj and how great he is, we shall recall from a high-class Bhattacharya family. The Bhattacharyas, they're Acharyas by caste, almost you can say. High-quality Brahmins, and Guru Maharaj is the eldest son. So, as a... Guru Maharaj will say things like, when he was a boy, he heard his cousin say the Janmad Yasya Yatonvayad Itaratas Cha Artesu Abhigyarat Sloka. And Guru Maharaj said, I thought a very mystical sloka. He thinks like that when he's 9 years old, 8 years old. He can speak Sanskrit. They speak Sanskrit conversationally in the house, whenever. Then Guru Maharaj is composing as a teenager. He's seeing the Virata Rupa in his teens. He's bringing lotuses to Mahadev Shiva. In college, he says, he hears Amya Nimai Charit, which was a book made by Shushir Kumar Ghosh. When we first went to India, we'd see the Amrita Bazaar Patrika newspaper, and it always say, founder, Shushir Kumar Ghosh. And the present one at the time was Tarun Kanti Ghosh, who I was sort of assigned to preach to whenever he'd show up at the temple. But anyway, that he thought, as many might think, or pious men, qualified, they're thinking, oh, Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Sundar, he's so beautiful, his pastimes are so unique. If we take the best from Charitamritam, from Chaitanya Mangal, from Chaitanya Bhagwat, certainly everyone will appreciate that. And none less than Guru Maharaj himself, who read this book. In English, it was translated as Lord Gauranga. And believe it or not, there was a society of pious ladies in Chicago in the late, when the 19th century was turning into the 20th, they had a Gauranga society, you know, so they were charmed. But Guru Maharaj says, as a student, I devoured this like nectar, hearing about Mahaprabhu's pastimes. But he was in search of Mahaprabhu's agent, who is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Om Vishnupad, and who, when Guru Maharaj came in connection with him, he told... What did he say? Nija Boge Gauranga, I forget the Bengali, but it means he's not. What he's presented is the Gauranga of his imagination. Like men of, you know, the real men of substance, they won't find it there. Really, you'll find that in Chaitanya Charitamritam. So it's Guru Maharaj from a Tattvavichara partial analysis showing some sort of gradation in his own spiritual evolution. We may see in another way, but he's telling this kind of story. But anyway, so that our Guru Maharaj, by giving up the world, oh, is that the famous talk of Saraswati Thakur? It's Gaur Purnima. Guru Maharaj hasn't joined yet in his divine pastimes. He's coming, he's listening, and we're told he's a very acute listener, so much so that one devotee, Guru Maharaj shows up for Saraswati Thakur's evening talk, and the devotee says, I'm sorry, you cannot come this evening. Guru Maharaj is like, what? And he explained that man was thinking, because this is around the time of Gandhi's movement and Indian independence, they think some religious organizations are fronts for spiritual activities. And this man, he's a disciple.
Political activities.
Yeah, for political activities. So he said, he would observe Guru Maharaj listening to Saraswati Thakur, and he said, nobody listens like that. So he thought, he's a spy, he's a government agent. He's like, it's too intense what's going on over here. So as Guru Maharaj said, God save us from our enemies, God save us from our friends. So that man has the audacity to tell, you know, the guardian of devotion, Jai Ananga Mohini Devi Dasi Ki Jai, the rock of the Doi Chang, Chinmoy Changmai Gupta Govardhan, Hare Krishna. That's Ananga. Yeah. So now we're happy and worry free. What was I saying? So, what about him forbidding Guru Maharaj? Oh, save us from our enemies, save us from our friends. So, Guru Maharaj, he's high Bhattacharya Brahmin, Sanskrit-speaking family. The women speak Sanskrit. The women quote slokas. His aunties, they can quote slokas too. As when Guru Maharaj showed some enmity towards the ladies section when he was younger. He had to live with one auntie for a couple of years. And she called him in when, like, young man, I detect in you some, you know, lack of appreciation for the ladies section. And Guru Maharaj is around 8, 7, or 8. He said, I've read some things in the Shastra. He doesn't even know who women are yet. Really, he said, I've read some things, you know. And she said, oh, really? Remember, she also speaks Sanskrit. She can quote slokas. She said, did you read this? And she quotes a sloka where it says that the ladies, they're to be seen as the Lakshmi section. They're to be seen as like expansions, extensions of Lakshmi Devi. Did you read that? And Guru Maharaj said, I had to change my opinion. Because he's regulated by the scripture. So anyway, he's at that first of all, that man sends him away from Saraswati Thakur's talk. And this is actually instructional. Guru Maharaj, he's very insulted, as we can imagine. And he goes for a walk, he said, on the banks of the Ganga. And for all the Calcutta lovers in the crowd this evening, I like to remind them that, you know, the Hooghly, it's the Ganga. You know, we say Hooghly and how we're, this is the Ganga. And there's a place in Calcutta where people go for walks on the Ganga. It's the only place where they call it Ganga. You know where it is. It's next to what was Govindapur, three villages make up Calcutta, some of it donated by Bhaktivinoda Thakur's family line. But anyway, so Guru Maharaj goes and he's thinking, Saraswati Thakur, he's got what I want. I want to connect with Gauranga's representative. And he is that. And he can give me that. He can bring me in connection with him. But these people surrounding him, some of them are intolerable. So what shall I do? And what I just say as a footnote, sometimes we find ourselves in our own version of that. I mean, comparisons are odious, but every devotee has some similar, let's just say some similar, vaguely similar type experience to that, that they're thinking, Guru, like Srila Gurudev, we also found, and any substantial Vaishnava, they're like devotional magnets. They're attracting so many and many different types of devotees who might not know each other otherwise, actually, we could say. In their regular karmic movements, they might not run into each other. Maybe some, others not. But being drawn by a devotional magnet, Mahabhagavata, someone who's carrying Krishna in their heart, then, and that person's capable of reciprocating love and affection with many, then we have to adjust ourselves. So we, like with Gurudev, we think, so we'd see him very affectionately dealing with somebody, maybe we didn't share that, but we think, if he has that with them and they have that with him, then I should adjust myself. So Guru Maharaj thought, Saraswati Thakur, there's no doubt he's that person who has this incomparable wealth. So, and considering what it is, the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and by extension, Radha Dasyam, Sri Radha Padasevanamritamaho Tadatam Isho Bhavan. He's saying that considering what it is that he can connect me with, then I'm ready to tolerate anything. So Guru Maharaj comes back. And then what happens at that Gaura Purnima festival? Guru Maharaj, he's thinking in his mind, like, okay, few things I have to take care of in life. The family, he was the eldest son, family, the stuff. He's thinking about what his remaining obligations are. As his father, when he was about to leave the world, called Guru Maharaj to his side and wanted him to promise something. But remember, Guru Maharaj is, as they say, honest to a fault. So the promise, the father said, they already noticed this detachment in Guru Maharaj is evident. The auntie saw it, other relatives saw it. One of his uncles saw, told him, you know, seeing he's like too much into Krishna consciousness. He said, you know, we know from science, the stars are so far away, their light hasn't even reached here yet. If they're, you know, considering God, we're so insignificant. Do you think he has any time for people like us? And Guru Maharaj, what does he do? He quotes the Isha Upanishad. This is how he always thought. He said, well, it says in Isha Upanishad, tadure tadantike tadantarasya sarvasya tadu sarvasyasya bahyataha. He's very far away, but he's also very near, in fact, and he's within everything. Is there any place he is not? That was Guru Maharaj's answer. And then he thought, uh-oh, we're not going to convert him. Anyway, so Guru Maharaj is thinking, I'm almost done. Guru Maharaj is thinking his remaining obligations, and that's when, and Saraswati Thakur, everyone's coming before him, and, you know, it's like they're leaving to go back. And that's the time when you should say some pleasant words like, have a safe journey, or glad you could attend the fest. You know, you say something sweet, right? You should finish the meal with a sweet, right? And then suddenly, what does Saraswati Thakur say? Don't cheat me! And they're all, what? And Guru Maharaj, he goes, why is he saying that? This is the time you should be saying something very sweet to everybody. And he's going, don't cheat me. He's saying, you and I came together, connected for some particular purpose. Right? Back to that purpose that Guru Maharaj detected. He said, that is our arrangement. I'm living up to my side. Do not cheat me. Saying, you're going to go back to your family, to your house. I say, if your house is on fire, let it burn to the ground, because it's that house and everything in it that's keeping you bound in this world. So don't cheat me. Stay today and dedicate yourself fully. For Guru Maharaj, this was like lightning in his heart. Guru Maharaj is very honest. He's saying, he was one of the people, everyone's thinking something. He was also thinking something. And as father left the world, the father said, the promise was, promise me that you will marry. And Guru Maharaj's response, in classic Guru Maharaj style, he said, I can't promise, but I'll try. He wouldn't promise on his father's, like, you know, he's leaving the world. He said, I can't promise that, but I will try. And, you know, things went on. But gradually, everyone, one family member after another is dying. Some of the devotees are always our best friends. The devotees are saying, Prabhu, like, give your family a break. Don't you see what's happening? Krishna took father, mother, wife, like, you know, just join before he has to take, like in the Brahma story, take everybody away. So they're saying different, and of course Guru Maharaj comes to the lotus feet of Saraswati Thakur. But this is, now I've got to the point that I want to say. So he's legally dead when you take sannyas. They used to say that, I mean in Indian law, you're legally dead. You will not own anything. So Guru Maharaj's eldest son, all the inheritance shifts to Amar Babu next. And Guru Maharaj has nothing. And he's not bothered by it either. Even later, we're telling, he spent that year in Navadvip. He asked him, can you give 10 rupees a month? 1 rupee was rent. Imagine, he's living, 1 rupee a month rent, the other 9 rupees expenses. Okay. So anyway, and Amar Baba, he's very sweet and always helping. But this is what Srila Govinda Maharaj said to him. Because this was, and we all went to Hapaniya, and they're starting to understand something about, because for 40 years Guru Maharaj is there, Chaitanya Saraswati, but now it's going like all over the world. And this is classic Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj. He said, he chastised his brother and said, you came from the same womb as Guru Maharaj, and you didn't know how great he was till people from the West came. I mean, heavily, and they all got initiated by Guru Maharaj. But that's what he said to him. It's like, whoa! And in that place, Hapani, after gone for so long, Babaji Maharaj with Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, Jajavar Maharaj and Achyutananda, they went there. And that's where, again, a family member said to Achyutananda, surprised to see, and this is my original point, a boy from New York, a real New Yorker, born, bred, raised in New York City. And now, and he's like basically a teenager at the time. He is there, trained by Srila Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj brings him, they haven't been to Hapaniya in 30 years or something. And one of the relatives is astonished to see this boy from the West. And he says, how can you have so much appreciation? You're from New York and you have so much appreciation for Mahaprabhu and this culture. And we are from this place and we don't have so much appreciation. Remember, he's trained by Guru Maharaj. And what does he answer? And Guru Maharaj told this story for 30 years. He says, oh, Prabhu, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. It is not a question of location, born here or born there, but you have to get, by the mercy of Krishna, he sends you, you know, Guru, and through the grace of Guru and Vaishnav, you get Krishna. And they were all astonished to hear this boy answer in that way. So, similarly, we got the opportunity to go there. Madhusudan Maharaj has been there forever. He's practically an Anglo-Indian himself. And Guru Maharaj hand p- picked him of all the people to be the secretary of Srila Govinda Maharaj,
for the Westerners.
Personal secretary, and for the Westerners, right. But he picked, at the time, Mahananda Bhakti Ranjan. Guru Maharaj gave him that title. Bhakti Ranjan, we can interpret it in different ways. One way is that all makes all the devotees happy. And that's how we mainly know Madhusudana Maharaj. He's always serving all the Vaishnavas. Gurudev told us in his final days when we'd ask so many questions about how are the Western devotees going to go on in the future, always he would mention his name first, that proceed under his guidance. He knows me. He represents me. And so it's our good fortune. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagavanji. And we have to say for our viewers this evening and the audience, Krishna Kanta Didi, Munindra Mohan Prabhu, we'll deal with their glories at an appropriate time. But, you know, so we're feeling very happy, safe, and nourished by being in the loving affection association of those who are so dear to Srila Gurudev, who is affection personified. So as usual, I've spoken more than I should, but I give you now Sripad Bhakti Ranjan Madhusudan Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, I choose to make an objection that I think Maharaj has not spoken enough. We'd like to hear more from him.
You will.
I've come here to Chiang Mai to come to the association of Maharaj, to come to the association of the devotees who with very clean heart are coming to engage in service. Everybody, I'm so surprised. Maharaj is saying, oh, now is a very quiet time. Very few people are in Chiang Mai because now the different projects.
Abhijit Maharaj has given them marching orders.
Yeah, they have service projects in different places. But when I come here, I still find there's at least 25, perhaps 30 devotees here in Chiang Mai, including Chinese devotees and Russian devotees, and you mentioned
and
another
Ukraine,
country. Ukraine.
Estonia.
And Estonia. And now USA.
Yeah.
And now Italy.
And Romans. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your...
And we have Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj and wonderfully beautiful reminder of where I just came from before starting the journey. Giriraj.
Yeah.
And before
Govardhan. Yeah.
Giriraj Govardhan. Before coming out from India this time, then went to Govardhan Hill, went there to the Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Govinda Maharaj to beg for his blessings. Mm. Already I felt very much it was his wish that I will come out. I had the opportunity and perhaps the first opportunity without neglecting Seva in India for a long time. And so I felt it was his wish and Guru Maharaj's wish that I will come out to get the association of devotees abroad. And so I went to his Pushpa Samadhi, which anybody who's been to Govardhan, they will must feel, surely, Srila Govinda Maharaj's presence there. His murti is very beautiful. It's very much like you're sitting in front of him. It was Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj's wish that he's told not only to me, but to many who have told me quite separately without me giving any hint. They have said, oh, Gurudev told me. We were talking with him one day. He said, oh, I want to spend my last time in Govardhan. And we feel that he has come to Govardhan in some way. And the Pushpa Samadhi is, of course, that representation of Srila Govinda Maharaj. So,
like his bhajan kutir, and he said which trees will be planted there and the flowers. And
he did indeed. Yeah. And he said, there I am worry-free in Govardhan, and in Govardhan I will be worry-free. There I shall write, Gurudev.
Hare Krishna.
And so it was his wish to go there. And
didn't he write the Giriraj Arati? One of them he wrote there. One he wrote in Navadvip, but another one he wrote in Govardhan.
It may be, but I don't know much. Right. Yeah. So coming here to Chiang Mai, a remote corner of the world, then to see beautiful Giriraj here is very making me feel at home. And of course, being with the devotees makes me feel very much at home. Today, I had the good fortune of going to the airport to be one of the reception party to receive Munindra Mohan Prabhu and Krishna Kanti Devi Dasi, and then just a few minutes later, Ramachandra Prabhu also. So I was very happy to be able to do what I am used to doing so much in Calcutta Airport and other airports in India, and go with a garland to give to somebody to welcome them. So here we find a wonderful community of devotees who are engaging in service, and we are feeling the mood of Nabadeep that Gurudev wanted, that all the facility, we had a big office room, we had so many rooms for devotees, all facilities were for seva, everything was for service. And we know that this place has come by the dynamo energy of Srila Avadhut Maharaj, and of course, his team, Paramananda Prabhu and Satyasundar Prabhu, and of course Srila Goswami Maharaj himself, who always is seeing, telling us how he's seeing Avadhut Maharaj's wonderful activities, and he's always thinking that, can we do what he's trying to get us to do with all these different programs? And Srila Goswami Maharaj is very pleased with Avadhut Maharaj that he is very expert at gathering people. And he's gathered you all here, he's actually gathered me here because repeatedly inviting to come. And he's gathered us that we can all come together and hear Harikatha. This is our good fortune, and specifically the Harikatha of our family. And our family, most of us have come by the grace of Srila Prabhupada in the initial stage, we can say, through his books, in some way the whole of the West is in gratitude to him. And as we come towards more and more the family of Srila Prabhupada, we see that Srila Prabhupada's whole preparation was from Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, who, as we very well know, all of us here, that he prepared not only Srila Prabhupada, but he prepared, handmade and carved, if you like, the living murti of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. So Govinda Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada have been the active, visible, widespread representation of the conception of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and in different ways. And here we have also with us, live and present, and for those on the television, then live and through the internet. But we have Srila Goswami Maharaj, who is active fully for presenting Srila Sridhar Maharaj to the Western world specifically. And Srila Govinda Maharaj always was indebted to that and appreciated that. And all of us, we owe our fortune of being able, in difficult circumstances at the beginning of the 80s, to find the shelter. We need some signboard. We need somehow to get an opportunity to come to a safe shelter. And that opportunity was given through principally the widespread enthusiastic preaching of Srila Goswami Maharaj at that time. And now in the year 2014, here is Srila Goswami Maharaj with us, continuing the presentation and the elucidation, explanation of what Srila Sridhar Maharaj has given, what Srila Govinda Maharaj lived his whole life for. And in this age and time, we have to always encourage our family. We are out preaching for new people, can also, like an advertisement, they can know that we exist, they can see that we are present, so new people are coming. But our family also, now we are all the children that have come, the children who are growing up when the father and parents have disappeared. So together we all need to go on in good association and proceed. And whenever we can come to a gathering like this, which it is not a festival time as such, it's not a day when, I mean, if it was a festival, we can think, oh, everyone's come here and we've got 30 plus people surrounding us here. But it is my great happiness to come here and see that on a regular day, all automatically, the magnet of devotion, of the devotional family, has drawn everyone together. And I am very aware, we are, having been in Navadvip for so long and in Srila Gurudev's association, and specifically as something central to the communication to the Western world, we know very well that around the world, our family, Gurudev's family, Guru Maharaj's family, they are like this, some communities, but here, large community. In fact, relatively speaking, on an ordinary day, on a Tuesday, not on a festival time like that, but around the world, our devotional family, they're in their communities, in their homes, they're doing their aartis, they've got their heart captured by Gurudev and proceeding as best that they can. And we have a sweet family. Somehow, when you meet Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj's disciples around the world and the disciples of his family, then we automatically somehow feel, oh, we know you, we can relate to you immediately. There is some, we sometimes say, like magnetism, that affectionate magnetism of Gurudev that's brushed off. And coming here, we're finding that manifest so sweetly. Just before coming here, I went first to Malaysia, and they captured me first with their invitation, which also felt appropriate,
yeah,
because it was the disappearance day of one of their leaders there, which is Aprakrita Prabhu. He passed away 3 years ago, and so they wanted to do some festival and draw the devotees together. And there in Malaysia, as a local nearby example, so many households in their homes, you go in there and there's Shishi Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundar, there's a sweet altar. And they say, yes, we are offering every day our food, and all their programs are going on throughout all these years. And they are very affectionate. They took me place to place to place to place. And seeing our family, it is a physical reminder. We are aware, sort of digitally if you like, or we are aware that the devotees are everywhere in the world. But by being able to meet with them, there's some much more direct feeling of the reality of the necessity for seva and the necessity for association, not only for ourselves, but for our extended family in larger communities, official communities like temples and centers, but also in their families and the local people who come when they're having little festivals for different times in their local areas. So coming from India for the first time in many years, for more than a few days out from India, then it's also my good fortune to be able to meet this family of devotees of Gurudev face to face, and my good fortune to be able to come here to Chiang Mai, where automatically then devotees are coming, where there's a connection of seva, where there's a connection of Harikatha, where there's the connection of Sadhu Sangha. And so I feel it is my good fortune to come here and be with Gurudev's family, his direct family, extended family, and I only ask that I can do some seva while I am here.
Hare Krishna. Well, I can think of some seva you could do, like lead a kirtan.
I am best at following, Maharaj. You can let some of your experts do the leading part.
Any questions? Oh, yes. If there's some questions from devotees.
I have no idea. I have been... Some plans I have heard, but the devotees propose, the Lord disposes. And I am not proposing, and I'm not a devotee to propose, but I'm not proposing, but the devotees, I do have some plans.
Avadhut Maharaj is proposing.
Yes, Avadhut Maharaj is proposing and others, so we'll
continue
see.
Continue on to the Russian Federation, Ukraine, and everything in between.
In Malaysia, I told them after the first day, and I said, oh, is it okay we do this? Because they're asking me for the plans. And I said, I realized I'm just a package that's come by DHL. And I've come here. Now you try to make this package useful. You have brought the package here. Now, and more or less they did just that, and they took me wherever they wanted, but which means there in KL we saw how things are also progressing. Just now they have a new center in Sichuan, and the center in Sichuan, very suitable for their community and environment, yes. And we held very nice programs there. We met old friends there. Arambaran Prabhu, one person who's been a servitor and supporter now for literally 30 years. I mean, the clock ticks. And for you, those of you are who are less than 30 years old, you may think, oh my goodness, 30 years. But the clock ticks by. And there, so much has progressed with the devotees. They are practicing. If we practice devotional life, if we do what is recommended, naturally, then there will be progression in spiritual life. We would need to follow the process. And the process is to have sadhu sangha, hear Harikatha, chant the holy names of the Lord, take prasadam, all these things. And devotees are doing this for many years. Old devotees, new devotees. And when we start talking about Gurudev with devotees, then everybody who's had any touch with him, they've got something, some experience. And when you ask the devotees to say anything about what is your experience with Gurudev, what stands out or anything like this, it's so wonderful to hear the different ways of looking at the jewel of Srila Gurudev and of Srila Guru Maharaj. Though I have to say, less and less, even in our programs in India where we have big festivals, and you ask, now how many people here met Srila Sridhar Maharaj? And now each year it's like less hands are going up. And really at one program in Vrindavan, full of sannyasis and older sannyasis and brahmacharis, it's a nice program in the Vrindavan temple. Not one person had met Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and it was his Vyasa Puja. Wow. Maybe 2 years ago.
Inconceivable.
They've heard of him, some relation with him. They're coming to honor him at our program, the program in his honor. But the Bengali older sannyasis and leaders now of the various, many branches of the tree, not one had met Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And then I spoke something and tried to let them know something of how I, my own very small perception, but when you meet somebody, you can say something about them. If you know somebody, you can say something about them. And so we did meet Srila Guru Maharaj, we did meet Srila Govinda Maharaj, and so these topics then we could share with them. And now, for instance, in this room, how many people have not met Srila Govinda Maharaj here? Put up your hand. Not met. This is English language, the not part. How many people did not meet here Srila Govinda Maharaj? Not. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. See, so now 7 out of 30, so quick percentages, yes. But about 20% perhaps, and didn't meet Srila Govinda Maharaj. So then if you talk with those who did meet him, it doesn't matter. We can say junior, senior, long time, little time. It's not the factor. The factor is that those who have met Srila Govinda Maharaj, then you can hear something, you can get some feeling, you can ask some questions.
On this point, actually, it's part of the culture of Krishna consciousness. When Mahaprabhu left the world, and then some of these great devotees like Srinivasacharya, Nartanya, they would go, like their stories, they go to meet Ishan, who was the servant in the house of Sachi, Mother Sachi. And imagine, he would be very old and these younger devotees would come and he would tell them stories, Gorkatha, about Nimai Pandit or what he observed, imagine what he could say. In one sense, there's a lamentation. Like we hear that Mahaprabhu, that Narottam Thakur, he was born in the year he left.
Yeah.
Right. So Mahaprabhu is sometimes calling his name and mystifying the devotees. They're like, who is this person he's calling out for? Yeah. But it only comes later. And if you think of someone like Narottam Thakur and his qualifications, how painful would that separation be for someone like him to have just missed Mahaprabhu's appearance?
Yes.
But at the same time, that generates this interest for them to search out the devotees who did have personal association. We always hear, you know, that Raghunath Das Goswami, when he's very old, he goes to Radhakund. Who's there? Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And he's extracting so much from Raghunath Das. And all devotees are doing that, but especially Narottam, Srinivas, and Shyamananda because of when they appeared. So it is similar. There are people who, there was a lady, she wanted so much to be initiated by Srila Prabhupada, and she flew to India, heard he was not well. She arrived like at the time of his disappearance. She was devastated, and wondering where to go. And people suggested she go to Guru Maharaj. And Navadi, if you're looking for this quality, there's this particular Vaishnava in Navadi. And Guru Maharaj, just one of the things at the time he said to console her, he said, you know, you're dealing with the infinite, and the infinite has infinite alternatives. So as we were discussing the other day on Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance day, and again, Srinivas coming to hear the Bhagavatam from him, and Gadadhar leaving the world, then by the time he made the new Bhagavatam, then he goes devastated towards Vrindavan to learn Bhagavatam from Rupa Goswami. When he gets, because he's traveling, he's thinking maybe he doesn't have the calendar right. There's a huge festival going on in Vrindavan, and he's thinking, I don't see anything on the calendar. What is it? And they said, haven't you heard? No, what? Rupa Goswami left the world.
Hare Krishna.
That, you know, practically kills him. Right? After Gadadhar, to go there, now he's told Rupa Goswami left the world. He just faints. He loses consciousness. And then what do we hear? He awakens in the ashram of who? Jiva Goswami. And it's Jiva, it's somehow Krishna's divine will that Jiva Goswami will instruct him on these things. So, you know, comparisons are odious, but still, these things are not just stories. They're to teach us, you know, they're what they call, you know, teachable moments. So in a similar way, what Maharaj is saying true, those who had association with it, Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, they've got something. We were discussing this the other day. If we analyze ourselves, we'll come to another conclusion. You know, even Guru Maharaj, remember about putting on tilak, what would he say? My
disguise,
like I'm not a Vaishnava, it's to deceive the people. You know, he's thinking, if he's thinking of himself, Kaviraj Goswami, Jagai Madhai Hoite Murise Papishta, Purishera Kito Hoite Murise Lagista. I asked Guru Maharaj once, I said, all right, you know, Kaviraj Goswami saying, I'm more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, what else? I'm lower than the worm. All right, you know, I said, but what if you actually are? And Guru Maharaj, he said to me, oh, you think it's opposing that he's just saying these things? He's saying, no, this is a heartfelt expression from him that he's, when he estimates himself, that he's nothing. We will say in terms of the higher Vaishnavas, it's because of how much depth of penetration there is into the positive realm of genuine Krishna tattva, substance, that there's a corresponding negative depth of humility in them to think themselves nothing. But still, the point is there, they're feeling like that. They have they're self-deprecating in presenting themselves. But what Guru Maharaj points out, at the same time, Kaviraj Goswami will say, there's nothing, what I'm telling you, what's passing through me to you, There's nothing higher than this. There's nothing better than this. So we're not trying to certify ourselves or indirectly, you know, self-aggrandize. But if we've met with Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, like that, it's to say you got nothing is not true, is not a statement. However low we might conceive of ourselves, to say that we got nothing from them is not a fact. It's a falsity. It's a falsehood. And it will be expected by people, as it would be in that time of, you know, if you say Ishan, like, you were in the house of Sachimata and Nimai Pandit and Vishnu, and he's like, oh, I'm so fallen, I can't say anything about it. That would be wrong. Right? He would be wrong. He may say, yes, I'm such a fallen soul, but by their grace, I observe certain things, and I'd like to share that with you. Not as a means of promoting himself, but as promoting their glories. So I've also said this too, that everyone who has some appreciation from Srila Gurudev, and even if you didn't meet him personally, there were those, you know, Srila Govinda Maharaj didn't meet Saraswati Thakur personally, but Janardhan Maharaj likes to remind us, hearing Gurudev say that there are disciples of Saraswati Thakur that said, he's so steeped in Saraswati Thakur's conception. And you can say by the grace of Guru Maharaj, but by his own spiritual background and substance. They said, it's as if he is a disciple of Srila Saraswati Thakur. Yes. So that can be there too. When we hear these things, and it's very enlivening to the older section, to hear those who are newly acquainted to express some genuine appreciation for Srila Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, or the predecessor of charges, it brings joy to the hearts of everyone, as it brought joy to the heart of Guru Maharaj to sit in his Natman there and Swami Maharaj to bring some of his disciples, and then for them to ask for some lady devotee to speak or somebody else, and if they would say something that resonated in the heart of Guru Maharaj, it was like, you know, a cause for celebration and something substantial. So we're actually told to emphasize more what we get from Guru and Vaishnav. Our ability to extract from Shastra is not so developed. We know that. But Guru Maharaj is Shastra Nipun, the spiritual expert on that. So what he selected and what Gurudev selected, that's another thing. People think, what should I read? What should I focus on? What they spoke, that was what they distilled. Those who have the capacity to extract something substantial from the Gita, the Bhagavatam, Charitamritam, all of these revered literatures, if they're quoting something, some sloka, or drawing our attention to some particular Gaudiya Siddhanta, we can understand this is the thing that you're supposed to concentrate on. They've extracted that for us, so we should give our full attention there. So by remembering them, their qualities, singing their glories, that makes Krishna very happy. Guru Maharaj wrote about that in his poem, which is kind of like the birthday song of Saraswati Thakur. The one that goes, pranamami charanantika paricharaka sahitam, the five slokas to be... It was written for birthday. They don't sing it on Tirobhav, but on birthday. And it's a very, you know, happy style and very profound, some of the things, or everything that's said there. But particularly, this sloka where he says, Gorima guna manjari gorima guna harivasana vayanam kamala priyanayanam, talks about in the spiritual world, in this kunja that's predominated by kamala manjari, which means Bhakti Vinod Thakur, there, Nayanamani Manjari, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sings the glories of Guna Manjari, which means Gaura Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. He's saying, this is what he likes to do. He likes to sing the glories of of Guna Mundri, his Gurudev, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. But here, Guru Maharaj shows part of his spiritual genius by using the word Guna to mean three things. So Guna is the confidential name of Gaur Kishordas Babaji, Guna Mundri. Guna also means qualities. So it says, by singing the gunas of Guna, if you put it this way, by singing the gunas of Guna, it creates a guna. Another meaning of guna is rope or thread. And he's saying, so spiritual thread, each one of these qualities is like a thread, and they're weaving a spiritually conscious tent that Krishna is so attracted to hearing Saraswati Thakur's glorification of Gaur Kishordas Babaji that Krishna enters the tent of that glorification. Guru Maharaj has written that, right? That's how Krishna is captured, is by singing the glories of his devotees. What does Nityananda Prabhu tell everyone? To tell, like, talk about how great I am. No, you know, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, he's saying, worship Gauranga, talk about Gauranga, take the name of Gauranga, then I'm yours. And Guru Maharaj will say that, okay, we always talk about getting the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. One way to get it is to glorify Mahaprabhu, which we're told is the primary occupation of the members of the Chaitanya Saraswat Math. Gora gata grananti. That will please Nityananda if we're glorifying Mahaprabhu. That pleases Guru Maharaj, because Mahaprabhu means by extension the supremacy of Radharani. And then that will please Krishna. That will make Krishna happy. Right? Jadi gorna hoita tabiki hoita kamari dari tam dehe Radhar mahima. Why did Mahaprabhu come? To reveal to the world how great his devotee is. His greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani. And we take it by extension that our Gurudev is her delegation. So these are the happy, substantial talks of the members of Chaitanya Saraswat Math. And so Maharaj is so right. If we will spend our time glorifying Srila Gurudev, Srila Guru Maharaj, we'll get so much grace. We'll be in a safe position, and Krishna will be very pleased. All the Guru Varga will be pleased. So just to conclude, Narottam Thakur says, "Asraya loya baje tari Krishna nahi tyaje akarne nagelo." Don't try for Krishna directly. Very difficult to deal with Krishna. Same, but asraya loya, take shelter of the devotee of Krishna, and automatically you get Krishna. And that was Gurudev's process too, always glorifying his Guru Maharaj, that everything is meant for the services of his Guru Maharaj. The mat, the extension of the mat's glories, position was to further expand the glories of Srila Guru Maharaj all over the world. Yes, Maharaj.
Well, Maharaj is saying all the substantial things, and I am giving something from my external view of everything. But what I can say is that Srila Govinda Maharaj also, he appreciated all the devotees. And it wasn't a question that they're 10 years in the mission, or 20 years, or 1 year, or 1 day. Somehow, Gurudev, he gave personal appreciation and attention to all of the devotees. And sometimes he was asking the grace of the devotees as they're going somewhere. And sometimes devotees say, think a little puzzled, oh, a very young person, he's asking his grace. And Gurudev said, everybody has some Vaishnavata. They've all got some Vaishnav quality, maybe 5%, maybe 95%. But whatever they have, we want that, and we want that they will be gracious towards us, because that will be cumulatively coming to ourselves. And another matter is that really, when we've had little gatherings of devotees and asked devotees to say something about Gurudev, some of the very sweetest things have come from devotees who've met him, even for 1 minute or something very short. We've had devotees meet Gurudev at the airport. Gurudev noticed them, say, some interaction that they felt was such a personal communication. And Gurudev was always saying, heart-to-heart transaction is what we're doing. Here we have people speaking different languages, and Gurudev, he's always saying, this is actually not verbal transaction in the sense of the spiritual transaction of Vaishnavism. It is actually heart-to-heart. And devotees, they felt in so many ways, and it's wonderful to be able to hear that and share that. So all of us, from Gurudev's eyes, we are all in the very kindergarten, some junior, some maybe more and less, etc. But we will all go on with each other by the strength of many sticks in one bundle, they're very strong. One by one, very weak. And we, the sticks in the bundle, we should try to share the Guru Katha and the Krishna Katha, the Gauranga Katha, the Nityananda Katha. We'll try amongst ourselves as best we can and take as much opportunity as possible when we have the fortune of having the Guru Vaga present, our senior Vaishnavas present. And with Gurudev, then we could, I suppose, easily take his association for granted at that time. But we would get repeated reminders. And there is one devotee who came. He forgot to get a visa before coming. And only on the plane, when they gave out the form on the airplane to fill up for the visa, did he realize he hadn't got a visa to come to India.
Oh,
and
yes.
Anyway, so he was so eager to come. And then coming to India, then he got turned back, so he went to Dhaka to get a visa. When he got to Dhaka, it was a holiday in Dhaka, so he just deciding what to do. So he got on, it's only 20 minutes by plane. The plane just takes off and lands, Dhaka to Calcutta.
Oh, from Calcutta to Dhaka.
Calcutta to
Bangladesh,
Dhaka.
Bangladesh.
Yeah. And then, so he went there. Then he just became a little determined. He thought, okay, this time I'm going to go back, and at the border, I'm going to do the Indian trick of giving a little sweetener to the people. So he did that, and then anyhow, so they, because they're getting a sweetener, they had to go back, and he said they were looking in the book of how they can give him somewhere, and then there was some allowance where they could give him 72 hours for this special emergency situation. Uh-huh. So with the sweetener in their pocket, they gave him 72 hours. But that devotee was there for 72 hours and I think did not sleep at all in all of that time. That's including coming from like Calcutta, he had to go up. But when I saw that intensity, it was a reminder to me how it's not a question of time. It's not a question of, you know, how long or anything. It is a question of the sincerity and the faith, the connection. All of this is of prime importance, and so there we're always getting reminders. So when we are getting extensive, you are getting very fortunately, week by week, month by month, very rare kind of association. Try to always keep a little reminder for yourselves when you've got such opportunity that the Vaishnavas, they really are our source of nourishment in this world. And we want to try to get their grace, hear from them, put our own wild minds within the proper tracks of devotional thought and proceed in service through that connection of service as far as possible always. This thought, no one is too small, no one is too big. We want the grace of all the Vaishnavas, and Gurudev was the example in so many ways, he appreciated the devotees of all corners and quarters and natures and everything, and the devotees, that reciprocation was so sweet to witness, and the world is made up all over the world of our family. These few words.
Hare Krishna.